please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Hi, I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Because I was down in the South this week and we were all piled up in the car. And of course, I love air conditioning and I love cool air. So I said to everyone in the car, we were all adults. And I said to everyone in the car, I said, now we're only on a 45-minute drive. Okay. I said, and for the 45 minutes, there was no air on in the car. The windows weren't down, but it was really hot. Not for the whole 45 minutes. Just, it was just
down south. Maybe,
mm-hmm.
I was just down there for my son's graduation. It was coldish.
It was cold. Very cold. Mm-hmm. But mind you, we people draw heat.
We do.
So it was five deep in a pickup truck. And okay. So we were all talking and drinking, and not the driver, but just my brother wasn't drinking, just the rest of us. So we're talking and we're laughing, and it was hot because my brother doesn't get hot at all. So he thought it was very cool out, just like you said, and it was. And but for me, I was dripping, like everything, my neck, it was hot. And I was in the middle of two women, and it was very hot. So I said to them, do we all agree it's hot in here? Even my brother, who does not get hot, said, yes, it is hot. Do you mind if I turn on the air? I said, yeah, but before you turn on the air, I want to say something. So now we haven't been driving for maybe 15 minutes, and we're all agreeing that it's hot in this truck, right? We all agree. So how did we take a month-long trip in the heat in the Middle Passage?
3 months. That thing
is
months.
Yeah. Months on end, 3 months, thousands of miles with no food, no health care, butt naked, peeing and defecating on each other. And it was thousands of us supposed to have been on this, or hundreds or whatever, thousands. They always show you them laying side by side, chained up. Just tell me how we're still meat. Tell me how, as meat, we could have survived that. And they said, well, you know, and we came up, we had these deep conversations. Well, maybe some of us. I said, so you let three and four up at a time? Well, still is leaving some more down there in the heat until the bottom in the middle and the top rotate and come up. Like, it's not making sense now, is it? Everybody in the car was just stunned. Like, I'm like, yeah, as time goes on, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm not saying people weren't kidnapped and brought here. That's all I'm saying to you. As time go on, if you drive in a car and the heat that's on a boat, right? The heat that's on a boat can just let alone the starvation and let alone the wreckage. Like, there's a thousand, I think, cruise ships that crash in the span of a 5 year. There was like, I think I looked it up, it was like 1,000 cruise. So these cruise ships who feed people, that has running water and air conditioning and all of this, can still crash, still catch diseases. People, you know, get certain kind of diseases. So that can happen on a cruise ship that's only going out for a week. But these people were on a ship, not modern ship, for 3 and 4 months, maybe longer if the ship broke down, or I don't know.
And then, you know, also with what you were saying about the big overarching plan to steal our land, when you look back to those slave codes in Virginia and places like that, you can see where they started to reclassify Indians as mulattoes, as Negroes. So we're just
going $5 white Indians.
Yes, they let them pay $5 and become Indian. So but our people are just walking around with the labels that other people gave us that don't have anything to do with who we are. And we have people in our communities who will beat us down about why we need to relate to Africa. I love Africa. You know that. I'm all for Africa, but I have learned I got to focus on the Americas. This is my land. No, and I really want them out of my land. I'm not playing.
No one in my family has ever told one story passing down about slavery. Not one. And like I said, my grandparents lived and great-grandparents lived a long time. Not one story. So I am forced to believe that some lineage of this of the United States was already here. We were already here. And I'm not saying that they didn't bring people here and kidnap. I'm not saying that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I believe a lot was already here.
Also, there are ancient accounts where they took people from here and took them to Cape Verde and on the west coast of Africa, and then went back and burned down towns trying to find those people to bring them back. Mm-hmm. We don't know what, and these are like old ancient books with the explorers who tell what they saw, where they start saying all the people in Ben Franklin, all the people in the world are tawny people, except tawny meaning black, tawny like the Africans and the Asians and the Americans. So we've been, it's a all big mix up, and I think truths are coming out. I think things are changing. But our last topic real quick, Kevin Samuels. Now, you know, I'm not big on him. So on social media, when he was alive, I scrolled past. When they said he died, I looked at the basic details and all the videos. I just scrolled past because I need to keep the same energy, right? But I know that he's somebody that you had some bit of watching. So I wanted to know what you think about his death and the circumstances of his death.
When I tell you that he was put on earth to either do exactly what he was supposed to do and leave, I felt no kind of way.
You didn't feel any kind of way about his death? Not
one surprise. When I woke up, it was on my phone and it said Kevin Samuels was found unresponsive. It was so bad that when I told my husband, he was like, well, that doesn't mean he's dead. And I was like, no, it means he's dead. He's like, no, unresponsive means he might be in a coma. I said, no, I can pretty much tell from the way this is saying he was woke up unresponsive, he's not on earth anymore. And when later on, like that day it came in, he was nothing, no emotion, no sadness, no aha, I told you so, or that's what you get, karma, none of that. It was just like, he was just in a, and the reason why I said that is because I had started listening to him more and more, and he was getting vindictively evil spirited about women. And the things that he was saying was just like, I don't see how this is helping. Now there's someone, Tommy Mysota, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. I used to follow him, and he was before Kevin Samuels. Kevin Samuels just had a different persona where he took off. Now Tommy's making his comeback. I'm seeing him on a lot of other shows, and he's talking different. However, not major different, but he's giving more educational advice to women about stop letting men run up and in you and drop babies off and roll out to the next woman. When the next woman picks him up, she doesn't even think, okay, well, if he wasn't doing right by the first woman, why am I going to lay down with him? So he's more so like that. Kevin Samuels was the direct opposite. He's like, basically take what you get. So what if a no good man wants you, you're a no good woman because you're over 50. So you need to just take him. Like,
I used to just look more used to us. I mean, he was so bad that I never watched him. I never listened to his clips, and I kept that same energy. But I heard that people, I didn't see it, but I heard that people were on social media laughing and clapping and rejoicing.
I did. Yeah, I did. And I think
what do you feel his purpose was? You said you feel like he came here to do something and he did it. What was that thing?
I feel like his purpose was to come here and tell women like me, like other women like me, that there's a generation of broken men out there that are seriously broken. Like, he says he's the only child and his daddy abandoned him, but he had a whole bunch of other kids and he wasn't really around and all that. We already, as mothers and as women, we had daddy issues, and we know that. You know, most women who doesn't have a great relationship with their father normally either attract, I mean, educationally either try to get the direct opposite, but mostly attract their dads, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there comes a time as a grown woman when you understand, I need to figure out a better relationship with my dad, or it's always going to impact my relationship with men. So we do figure that out.
And I think that focus never was put on women for men. Like, if they don't have a great relationship with their dads and their moms, because now we're seeing Russell Wilson, Sierra's husband, we all lift him up as the epitome of, like, so well-mannered, well, so respectful.
I don't lift him up, but I do like him. I don't feel that way about anybody.
I know, we pray that what we see is what we're getting, because I love using him as the epitome of a great husband who took in a woman with her son and never felt, made her son or her feel like anything was a step, anything. This is not my stepchild. This is my son. I love him equally to my, you know, my birth children, which that is a beautiful thing. And I do walk a mile in those shoes. I have the exact same experience with my husband. He loves
but
my
you
son.
You guys had kids that were young enough. I think the right. problem comes in when your kids are older already, but I know other people too, whose new husband mm-hmm. came into the family. I know somebody whose new husband came into the family while one mm-hmm. child was young and mm-hmm. one child was old. And the young child has the experience your son and Sierra's mm-hmm. son has. And the older child can't, they don't match because mm-hmm. all of a sudden you're coming in trying to be dad. I don't have a dad and all that and then that. But when they're young, but does Russell Wilson have a good relationship? We've always known to see how a man reacts with his mom, and that'll tell you how he'll treat you.
But we always do that, but now we're seeing from Kevin Samuels, we need to look at both sides, because true indeed, and he has a great relationship with his mother, nice, and I mean great, I'm not talking about he has, you know, mommy issues where he doesn't want to leave home with mom, so now he's like looking for another mother. No, I'm talking about he knows how to treat a woman, because his mother has shown him how a woman should be treated, and she's not looking at him as a date, more so as I want my son to go out in the world and meet another me and better me. So that's one issue. But now I'm looking at it now as in daddy issues, because I am looking at the fact that this man secretly started talking about his father and how his father has all these other kids and how his father wasn't in his life. And this man had issues. Like when I hear him speak now, I'm like, you are damaged. But I also see other men now. Once he started talking like that, I hear other men talk. Like there was this guy, and I forget his name, and I think I purposely do this. He has a talk show, and Shaq was on his talk show. And I was looking at his eyes, and I always tell everyone, I'm an emotional person. I feel things, I see things. He's telling Shaq, as Shaq's trying to tell his story, Shaq, you can control everything in your life, but you can't control your divorce. That's a two-part thing. And Shaq shuts it down. Why? Because with Shaq's stepfather, he had an excellent experience with his mother. He loves his mother. And so therefore, now that he's 50, he was able to say no. It was me. It was all me.
Oh, I heard him say that. She was everything she needed everything. To be. It was all me. I've heard him say that.
My heart is like the Grinch that stole Christmas heart.
We knew that. Didn't we know that?
As women, we know that.
While Shaq was running around playing basketball and screwing everything in sight. We knew that.
We knew that as women. We knew that as Black women, but they still try to make us think we're crazy. Like, are you kidding me? You know what I mean? We talk about it around our coffee table and say, this is why the Black man wants a white woman, because she's submissive and she will allow that crap as long as that money's coming in. But as Black women, we don't care nothing about that money. We like, no, you're not just going to keep on cheating and lying and hurting us. And Shaq finally co-signed that they're not crazy. It's us. I was greedy and doing wrong. And you know, as Black women, we like, stop it. It's y'all. We will be married forever. We would literally take care of you and be whatever you want us to be forever. But you're greedy. And when Shaq says the word, nope, it was all me. I was just greedy. I got caught out in that life. It just set me free. I was just like, you know what, Shaq? What do you invest in? Tell me what you're yours and I will support it and buy it, whatever it is.
Everything under the sun.
Literally, that just let me, do you know how much, not just courage, do you not acknowledge that self-reflecting? Because he says, now that I'm older and I reflect, you know what I mean? Kevin Samuels was damaged goods. The reason why I say he was put on his-
He was divorced, wasn't he? Wasn't he
divorced?
Twice.
So if you're divorced twice over and you put on the planet to cause that much ruckage and have that much platform, you were put on earth to show that you would have never lived to see Shaq date. You would have never. So God didn't have any purpose for you to serve, because you were never going to be the guy to say what Shaq said. When I was talking reckless, when I was being reckless, I'm going to admit that was reckless. He would have never been that guy. He would have went just what he did, to his grave being reckless, to his grave.
Do you know that I saw a video today for the first time that was saying that perhaps Kevin Samuels was being paid by the ops and that he had been throwing up? I didn't watch him, so I don't know. They said that sometimes he threw up, you know, I don't know which sign, the Illuminati signs. I don't know if it's this, that, I don't know what it is, but they, because I never watched them, but they said that perhaps he either was trying to get picked up by them.
That's what I was already saying. I believe that. I believe he was trying to get picked up because he was so desperate.
Look how fast he shot up in numbers. That's what they do. That's what they do to rap. You could be a crappy rapper. You sign on and agree to mislead human beings on this earth. All your songs are going to be number one. They have the ability to do that.
And but you also attract Kevin
Samuels up.
You attract what you get. I mean, you attract a woman who, I don't know, they said, you know, so many different rumors that he took a sex pill with Red Bull and, you know, has had a heart attack or he was on cocaine. It's so many, but this is what you get at the end of your life when you decide to rock with evilness. If you don't find it in your heart to think nothing you're saying is evil and destructive towards a great group of women called the Black woman, you really,
especially when you see your numbers going up like that and you just keep bashing and bashing and negative. But there's something else going on too. So he's dead and it is what it is. And I'm not glad he's dead, but I'm not saying he's not on my radar. So it's just something that happened that I saw. Now, another thing that's happening is that some of our young folk who are or used to be conscious have gone to jail this week. Rashad Jamal, who I really do follow, is in jail with claims that he molested the daughter of his ex, well, of his baby, his previous baby mama, because he's, I don't know, his previous daughter's mother, because he's married now with children.
Can you see, you know how we are energy people? Could you see that? Because you know that once you get that title, it's over.
I was concerned. Well, I don't think, you know, I personally am not so sure he did that. I kind of feel like his numbers were shooting through the roof. He was waking up hella people. And I think that they took him out to neutralize him. Mm-hmm. But I do say that I was concerned with the amount of weed that he was showing and smoking on his thing, because I was even thinking to myself, is it legal in Georgia? Does he have a medical card? How is it that he's able to do that? So I didn't see it coming, but I was concerned about that. And then when I mentioned this to you, you mentioned Brother Polite. I have to say, when they made those accusations about Brother Polite, I was more inclined to believe it, and even did a
video. You don't hear about him, do you?
Talk about it. I heard about him recently. You don't hear from those people. I heard about Polite recently.
Don't think it's the title. You don't hear from him anymore.
I heard about him last week. I don't know what he was doing, but somebody was talking about him. He's not the big, the way he used to be.
Him per se, like you don't see any more of his commentary once they get that title. Like, I haven't seen it. I used to see him pop up all the time, but not anymore.
Now, he's just one of them, and I'm going to name a couple more. But did you see the video where the guy came out and admitted he was like some alphabet soup, FBI, CIA, I don't know who he was, but he said truthfully, out of everything that we examined, we never saw one shred of evidence that Michael Jackson had abused any child. And so there was my comment on there was, it's too effing late now.
Yeah,
they destroyed his reputation so much. Even most of us believe there's too much smoke not to be fire. He must have done something. And now you're going to come out and tell me he never did. So when you lock up my brother, the God, then I'm saying, here you go with your same old BS. And then when you mention Polite, I'm like, did they do that to him too? And we didn't, because I didn't follow him a lot. So I didn't realize it. You know, they use the same ploys repeatedly. And the thing has been over the years that we fall for it every time. So,
but think of it, this is how I think of it. So there's a group of 10 people, right? And five people heard about this one person hurting children, right? Five of them out of the group of 10, okay? So that destroys their wealth, their income, their everything. Whatever they were trying to do, it destroys it by the five believing in it, right? okay, so now the elite or whoever, the special people, they buy the rights to that one person who was accused of this horrific crime, right?
How do they do that?
Just buy his rights, buy his record deals, buy his movies, his logos, buy everything, right? So now they got to get that other five back in to that group. So what they do is, once the person is gone and they bought everything out, they like, oh, it didn't happen. So now the 10 goes back over to the other, I mean, the five goes back over to the other five. Now all 10 people are supporting their mission.
Their version of that person.
Yeah, because, okay, they don't say we lied. They don't say we made it up. They say after the investigation, there was not one iota of sexual assault amongst the child.
But they don't blast that on every social media platform and every television newscast the way they did the person's arrest.
Because all they need is either all five over here that was like, nope, we ain't messing with them no more. You know, we're not buying this stuff anymore. They need some of those come back over to the people who are like, we're diehard, we're supporting them, we're riding with them. And it's like, okay, well, go on, because y'all don't matter anyway. But now that they own it, it matters. So they're like, get some more of the people who were not fooling with them, get them to get back over there with the people who were the diehard fans so we can have more. And it's like, wow, you really think like that? Like
coming out the woodworks talking about, yeah, he had job believing y'all was gods and goddesses. Can he get himself out of jail? I mean, that is relevant if you're a god, but I mean, I don't know.
But even imprisoning God, so I don't know that. I've heard people say that, like, you know, I've heard people literally say that, like, well, did God go to, you know, is he a God? He's locked up now. And I'm like,
yeah, get yourself out of jail, God.
I'm like, God couldn't even get himself out of jail. Like Jesus couldn't even get himself out of jail. Like,
to me, in all honesty, there is something to be said about the fact that if you truly are divine, you should be able to conquer anything this system throws at you. The Bible story is that Jesus could have gotten himself out of jail. He could have done this and that, but he chose not to because he was going to do his father's will and follow this plan.
If we are made in his image, then we are not to do the same. You know, if we're made in his image, we are to do the same.
They've also arrested a former conscious dude named Vaughn Tucut, mm-hmm. who's a young guy too. I really am not familiar with him. I just started hearing about him like in the last couple of days when they arrested him. And the story with him is that he used to be conscious, used to be a big YouTuber, and left all that to become a rapper and rapping really all the negative, not a conscious rapper. Like Rashad Jamal is a rapper, but he's a conscious rapper. So Vaughn Tucut just went downhill with all the negative stuff. Same thing with this guy. I used to watch a young guy named Spiritual Soul. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he wants to be a rapper. I listened to one of his songs. I was like, I'm done. I stopped watching him. He's on TikTok now. But I had stopped watching him a couple years back because he came up out of the spiritual thing and started doing all this gangster negative behind rap. And I don't have room for that. And then they also arrested Young Thug, who is a rapper down in Atlanta, is on a
YSL, right? YSL, they're saying his gang name was?
Exactly. And they're saying, so Vaughn Tucut, Rashad Jamal was arrested on what we feel are trumped up sexual abuse charges. But I tell you the truth, if I hear that little girl say one time and I look at her and it sounds like she me, I'm going to believe her because I'm not into not believing what women and children say. But right. I also am well aware that they use that as a tactic mm-hmm. to get our people. But Vaughn Tucut was arrested with felony charges with firearms. And they were saying that he had, you know, illegal substances. He was not Vaughn Tucut, but Young Thug, Rico. Charges him and his whole crew. So those two things bring up two different issues for me. Number one, why do so many of our young Black men who are spiritually aware want to become rappers, which inevitably has the resulted money. In their downfall? They're making money. Like
they're making millions on, and they're really actually becoming billionaires. Like a lot of them are becoming fast growing billionaires with the whole NFTs and their they don't have to go through the record companies anymore. They can just put their own music out and get paid.
Tara, but if you're spiritual, and you understand this matrix and you're trying to help people get out of it, there's something going on, because the last thing you would do is sell up your whole image and soul for fiat money.
But I believe people think that, okay, if it takes money for people to listen to me, to buy the things and go to get the things I need, then I'm willing to sell my soul for that. I think that's what they're thinking.
They have hundreds of thousands of followers. People are listening to them. Nobody's not listening.
I think that's the part of the brain that doesn't activate, is the fact that they assume, which is part true, you do need money to get people to listen to you, because money speaks many different languages. However, I just think that they forget once they make the money that they were conscious and they were aware, and they just don't ever like flip-flop. Like, let me tell you this quick thing really quick, where I think it kind of associates what you're saying. So Chuck, the basketball player, Charles Barkley, he had a problem with Rush Limbaugh, and he went to him, and this is something, another thing, which is crazy. I'll tell you two parts to this story. So the first part was, he went to Rush Limbaugh and he says, look, I have a problem. The fellas all have problems with you're saying. And Rush Limbaugh says, look, Shaq, I just want to let you know, this is something that I do. I get paid to jar you all up. I get paid to rally you all up, for you all to make comments about things I say. Half the stuff I say is bullcrap. That is something that popped up on my phone after I had a conscious thought of, if someone pulls me up, this is just a conscious thought, and said, because I had a conscious thought, if people try to come at me and be like, well, why'd you say this? Or why'd you say this about white people? Why'd you say this? And I'm like, listen, I am in the business of waking people up. I'm in the business of talking and trying to push buttons and get people to open up and talk. Then that popped up on my phone. After I just had that thought, the Charles Barkley thing with
the creepy.
So that wasn't enough to creep anybody out that day, because it was almost the exact notion of me saying, he has his reasons to say things to push people button that sounds racist and crazy. I have my things that I might sound like I'm being, I don't know if I can be racist or prejudiced and crazy, but I have my reasons why. And some of my reasons make sense only to me, and some of my reasons might, you know, explore other avenues. However, I really believe that when these rappers start out, they start out with an agenda to make money, to help masses and their family, but then they get lost because the world keeps going, go through that door. Go through, see, and each door is eviler.
I think that makes sense. But it's a little bit, okay, so Rashad Jamal makes rap that's conscious.
Right.
And now he's in jail. I'm not sure he's done anything. Okay. Young Pharaoh is another young conscious brother who made conscious rap. But he is, I don't know if he's a clone, and I don't really know who this brother is, because he is out of his mind. He's got the Eye of Horus tattoo. He calls women bees all day. He has fought his baby's mother. He is not the man he used to be. Now, those two were making conscious rap, but they're in trouble. Vaughn Two Cut was a conscious brother who started making some BS rap. Young Thug makes some BS rap about all the BS that we know.
Let's be honest.
What I'm starting to say is rap, which started out as something that chronicled our community and our experience, has become even a bigger weapon than we realize. Like, we all know rap's destroying the younger generation. It's giving them all kind of, these ain't nothing,
whatever you want.
I mean, the
say whatever you want. You know,
the mindset is crazy, but it's probably something even more sinister or spiritually something about that, because now it can also be used to trap people who are aware. It's one thing for the Young Thugs and, oh my God, all the people who've been killed and jailed and all the craziness they do. It's another thing when you have young men in their 20s, maybe 30s, who are really conscious, really have a big following, hundreds of thousands of people are watching them, following them, and somehow they decide, spiritual soul, Vaughn Two Cut, they just decide, I don't want to be great. I don't want to be positive and lead people to the truth anymore. I just want to go make some ratchet ass music and get bank. It's a problem, and it destroys, spiritual soul seems to be trying to come back, but it can destroy these young men.
Well, when you got the blueprint of Biggie and Pac, and you know that, you know, Pac tried to use his platform for good, and Biggie used his for, yeah, sometimes. And then he, you know, Biggie used his platform for entertainment, great entertainment. I feel like when you have that as a blueprint, I think that the mind that goes in those directions don't know which one to bargain for. So they're like, either I'm all good or I'm all bad. I can't be both because the world won't let me live. And okay, I think that's their blueprint.
Well, I'm going to think about it and I may come up with something else, because it's really concerning to me that a genre of music can be used to engineer the downfall. It's so difficult to get our young men to become conscious, and then to have their downfall because of a rap industry is of concern to me. But one thing, we've run out of our second timer, so we've been going an hour.
Well, we definitely have to bring this, we have to bring this back up, because I do believe that they're trying to paint rap as white people started it thing. I see it coming now with the Jack Harlow thing. I really do. I'm gonna like, shut up, stop saying his name. Stop it. I'm not going to do this. Like, we're not doing this. We're not. You know what I mean?
The other thing I did just want to say, too, is T.I. said something that I thought was really interesting on Instagram today when they were talking about the YSL RICO charges and all that. Why is the KKK never been charged with RICO? They are the definition of conspiracy to commit a crime. They've been doing it forever. Why are they not charged with RICO violations?
Because they're the ones that's locking the black people up for it.
Like, well, I mean, we know why. It's a rhetorical question, but it's like, think about that. Why they could be in existence all this time, since centuries now. And they have had meetings with the express intention, he didn't say all this, I'm saying it, with the express intention to commit a crime, but not once have they been charged.
Insurrectionists, they don't, you don't think that insurrectionists should have been charged with RICO crimes?
Absolutely.
That was an organization that was trying to do crime, so.
Absolutely.
I don't know, yeah, it's definitely coming to our 400 year end, I believe.
Good old America. I mean, but I'm American. We're going to kick these people off our lands. That's what we're going to do. We're going to understand more and more that this is our land that they've stolen, and we're going to figure out how to get them out. But anyway, anything else you want to say, you know, before we wrap up?
No, I think what we were saying about we were going to revisit this is definitely, we have to do it. We have to revisit this topic.
Okay, sounds great. Well, thank you all for joining us. As always, we love it when you come and start kicking it with Kim and Tora. And we look forward to seeing you next time as well.
And please do not forget to like, subscribe, and comment. And we will see you next week with more hot topics.
All right, see you next time.